Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I'm Mary Welter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. The immigration debate plows along as Congress looks to reach a couple of deadlines here before government shutdowns and DACA ends. For all of this, we turn now to Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies and a guest here on Mornings of the Mall with some frequency. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. You know, last week you were saying it's time to start lighting the MAGA hats on fire because the president of the United States presented an immigration amnesty for Dreamers, 1.8 million of them at least, plus an extensive chain migration permission, which would last for up to 17 years, you were saying, for the current backlog of people looking to immigrate to the United States. But over the weekend, the president tweeted the following thing, and I'm interested to see if this, whether or not this affects your thinking. I've offered DACA a wonderful deal, including a doubling in the number of recipients and a 12-year pathway to citizenship for two reasons. One, because the Republicans want to fix a long-time terrible problem. And two, to show that Democrats do not want to solve DACA, only use it. The president is suggesting that by being so generous with his offer and the Democrats not taking it, it's a way for him to just use this electorally. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think that was the plan. I think that's the sort of damage control, if you will, because even though there weren't that many people burning their MAGA hats, there was, in fact, a lot of pushback. And I think the White House figured, okay, let's try to make lemonade out of this lemon. So I think they said, well, okay, the Democrats reacted almost, in a deranged fashion to this proposal. The only sensible or measured response I saw was from the Washington Post editorial page saying that, you know, there's a lot of things in this deal that we don't like, but Democrats should take the president up on his offer and start negotiating. That would have been the sensible response. All the Democrats immediately moment one, said this is horrible, racist, blah, 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 the usual stuff. So they weren't going to go for it. People who are his supporters were, and it's not just me. I mean, I'm just sort of a entertainer, I guess. It became clear it was a real problem. This was probably not going to make it in the House. So, like I said, I think he was making lemonade out of the lemon.
What happens, though, if the Democrats say, hey, you know what, this is actually pretty good, and they call his bluff and go, okay, we'll take it?
Well, we'll see. I actually don't think there's that much danger of that, but, there's a lot of things in there that I just don't see how they're going to be able to swallow. I think it was put together with the thought that this is a way we could get 60 votes for something like this in the Senate. I'm sure that was the thinking behind it. And, it may turn out that way. It just doesn't seem very likely because there just aren't enough Democrats left in the Democratic Party,
right,
at least at the official levels, who would be willing to, negotiate and get half a loaf instead of the whole loaf.
And all of the immigration activists were fiercely opposed to this from the beginning. So whether it's not, even if the lawmakers are opposed, it's the immigration activists that sort of control them who are
right,
so vocally opposed to it as well. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat, said over the weekend that the phrase chain migration, he tweeted, is a made-up term by the hardline anti-immigration crowd. Its purpose is to dehumanize immigrants. If you're using that word, you're declaring a side, he wrote, and that includes mainstream news outlets that have been using chain migration. You've been following this debate for many years. Is chain migration a new term?
No, that's absurd. I got to say, whoever tweeted that for the senator needs to go back to school. The fact is, chain migration is just a regular term that's used by demographers and anthropologists and sociologists. The New York Times itself a few years ago ran an editorial saying we need to legalize everybody, but also we need to end chain migration. They used the term in their own editorial. Dick Durbin, when he was promoting his Gang of Eight bill, this is just back in 2013, was saying this bill will end chain migration. Now, that wasn't true, but he was using the term. So literally until 10 minutes ago, chain migration was just the regular word for yesterday's immigrants bringing in or deciding who tomorrow's immigrants are going to be. But because President Trump started using it, therefore it becomes bad. You know, I got to figure, if President Trump said, he tweeted out, you know, it's great for people to shower daily, I think a lot of his opponents would stop taking showers just because it was Trump who said it.
I think some of his opponents have stopped taking showers.
Well, maybe.
Mark, let me ask you about that, because you mentioned the New York Times, Dick Durbin. I mean, there's so many people who have changed their views on immigration over the years in very short time span, including Hillary Clinton. Should the president use any of those examples tomorrow night in the State of the Union, just like cite them by their own words from just, say, a couple years ago?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I have no idea what they're doing, and I assume they've, you know, practiced it and gone over it already, so they've made that decision, I suppose. But that would be a useful thing. For instance, he could just quote President Clinton. In his State of the Union in, I think it was 94, 95, you can actually Google it. It's all over the internet. It's on YouTube now, where he basically made a speech that, or at least the immigration part, that sounded pretty much like President Trump. You know, we have to protect our borders. Illegal immigration is bad for less skilled American workers and even for earlier immigrants. I mean, all of those lines. So, yeah, I think that would be an interesting thing. His whole immigration section, he should just quote from earlier Democratic elected officials.
Yeah, now we know that there are at least 24 congressmen who are going to be bringing Dreamers to sit with them at the State of the Union. And last night at the Grammys, they were also talking about the Dreamers as well. This is Camila Cabello, and she had a message for the Dreamers.
Tonight, in this room full of music's dreamers, we remember that this country was built by dreamers, for dreamers, chasing the American dream.
You know, for as much as the Democrats overplay their hand by calling, you know, chain migration, use of the word chain is racist, you have to give them credit on their branding and their marketing, because there are a lot of people who believe now that, you know, this country was built by dreamers. Now, this country was built by, for the most part, legal immigrants, people who came here legally, who did it the right way. And I'm just curious to find out if you can put that horse back in the barn. I don't know if you can. I just think it's such a PR campaign that the president is going to have to, in some way, shape, or form, give them a little bit on Dreamers and DACA.
Well, the president has already conceded, I think, what I think he genuinely and most Americans genuinely agree on, which is that illegal immigrants who came here as young kids, especially young kids, not the Dream Act and DACA includes people who came as teenagers, and I don't think that's justified, but people who came as little kids, toddlers, that kind of thing, I think it's a good case to make for amnestying those people. But what you're seeing here with this thing in the Grammys, and they're going to be bringing all these people to the State of the Union, is that the other side is really starting to believe its own press releases.
Yeah.
And they have got to a point where they are now their own worst enemies, with this sense of entitlement. The American people owe us a green card and citizenship, and who the heck do you think you are, attaching conditions to something like this. I got to say, I hope they keep it up, because that's a great way to erode any public support that they already have.
All right, Mark Krikorian, Executive Director for the Center for Immigration Studies. Thanks, as always, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Thank you.
All right, 8:15 now.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.